Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing one, two. Try your mic.
Testing.
Everything sounds pretty good. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast, the longest running podcast out of anybody's, I would imagine.
Really? We're the longest running podcast?
Okay, in Hillsboro. We're the longest running podcast in Hillsboro.
Right, you got that right.
So that's something, right?
Sure. I don't know if it is, actually, but yeah, if you want to, that's our tag now. Good.
The longest running podcast in Hillsboro.
Okay.
How about New Jersey? Do you know of anybody else that has a
podcast? Yeah, lots of people have podcasts in New Jersey.
Any famous people that you know of?
I don't know all the there's millions of fucking podcasts.
You did a podcast last night, and of, like, what's the theme? What was the theme?
Quitting comedy. Have you ever thought about quitting comedy?
That's what his podcast is about every week. What's the theme of his podcast on a weekly basis, this guy?
Okay, I'm going to try. Let me try to explain one more time. Quitting. You know what quitting means, right?
Yes.
Comedy.
Every week he talks about quitting comedy with a different comic.
You know what, Rich?
No, I'm just asking. It doesn't make sense.
I've already answered this question. Would you like to ask another question? Or what do you want me to do? I don't know how to make you understand it if you don't. I've never listened to his podcast. I don't know the other people that he's interviewed. He instant messaged me and said, can you do my podcast? I happen to be in the city with a big gap in time from one meeting until I was meeting you at the cellar. So I said, yeah, I'll do it on this day at this time. Good, something to do while I'm waiting.
Now, did you say you were quitting comedy? What if somebody walks into his pocket and goes, I'm not quitting? Then what does he do?
It's happened, he said, that there's people that have never thought about quitting comedy. I guess then he has a discussion about, oh, you love it so much.
Oh.
His name is Jim Twos.
I don't know.
He's funny on Twitter. That's enough of that. And then the podcast, we did an hour, maybe over an hour. I was watching the clock. I was like, this is getting a little long. And he wrapped it up. Then the engineer guy came in, and it was at this like iHeartRadio studio. It was like this huge studio. And the guy came in to like, and he goes, oh shit, it only recorded for 15 minutes. Cut off. So then I had my bag. I was like leaving. And then I was like, okay, I'll do 20 more minutes. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not doing another fucking hour.
Did you get paid?
He gave me a bottle of water.
That's good.
From Starbucks. Ethos, or whatever it's called.
I did a podcast and they offered to pay me $100, but I said, no, I won't take it.
Why?
Because if people did our podcast, I wouldn't pay him. I don't think it have to get paid. And he goes, well, I make good money from advertisements. I go, who else did not take the 100? He said, Stanhope and Attell. I go, well, if they don't take it, I don't take it. But I already said I'm not taking it before I knew they didn't take it. So I'm just saying, put me in that category of not taking your $100. You see what I'm saying? I could have used it at the moment because I only had probably like $1,400 or $1,500 in my pocket, so I could have used an extra $100. You know, walking money, pocket money. Do you keep pocket money? Huh? I keep a little pocket money. You never know what'll come up. Truck pulls up. Hey, do you want to buy? I got stereos, or I got flat screen TVs, or.
Are you having a stroke?
No, I'm just saying.
Do you know what year it is?
Yeah. What are you saying?
You just said yeah, like you had to think about it. You were like, yeah.
Yeah. So what are you saying? What year it is?
I mean, you're it's like you're walking down the fucking road in the 70s, hitchhiking with your pocket money and your, hey, you want some hi-fi stereos? Oh, this fell off a truck, buddy.
That's what I'm saying. Always be ready. IBR.
When are you leaving?
ABR.
I can't take you anymore.
ABR.
You've been home for like 3 weeks. No. It's literally, it's mentally, it's affecting me.
ABR. Remember those letters.
Oh, really? Does it stand for always be ready, you fucking piece of shit?
Yes, always.
What? Stop it. ABR. Yeah, remember those letters. ABR, ABR. It's like, are you kidding me? Like, do you really think that's so important to keep repeating? I bet she doesn't know what ABR stands for, even though I just said always be ready.
I made it up.
Who gives a fucking shit?
You're very cranky this morning. The sun's shining. Look how beautiful it is out. It's a bright, sunny day looking through our gigantic bay window. And
WGAFS. WGAFS?
What's that?
WGAFS.
What's that?
Who gives a fucking shit? What's that? Oh, I just made that up.
There's no reason. Wow. You were in Seventh Heaven last night. All your friends were at the cellar. You came in. All the girls were there hanging out.
Oh, all the females? So hanging out with the females?
All the gals. All the gals. It was packed. All of your friends were there.
And then all the sexual predators were sitting at your table. We're really dividing the lines now between the gals and the sexual predators.
Pete Lee's happiness and positive energy every time I see him. I don't like it. I told him last night. He goes, how are things? I go, how are things for you? He goes, great. I go, I don't like that.
Oh, so, did you?
That's what I did.
Woo! Woo! ABR. Did you tell him that?
Always be ready.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Your eyes were like, what, ABR, what's that?
No.
You just fucking made it up, dude. ABR. I could sell hats that say ABR after my shows.
No.
Hey, that's a good idea. Oh, hey, that's a good idea.
Really? Why don't you get a website?
Suck my cock.
Why don't you get a website?
SMC. SMC.
Forever. Where do you get these sweatshirts and all these things with these dumb sayings? Like, where did you get that? I just noticed it.
H&M.
Forever, whatever. Really?
Well, what? It was like probably like $6 or something.
Oh, so it doesn't matter what they put on it if it's $6?
Listen, you want me to go buy a $90 sweatshirt? I'll do it.
I just got one online for $18. For $18.
I'm better than you. No. I know how to shop better than you. Are you, like, what is wrong with you? What is going on inside of you that you got to be like, what does that shirt say? They're dumb. I got a sweatshirt that said nothing on it.
I just got a Champion because I heard they're in style. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, what? What were you?
At the
cellar. Somebody gave you a fucking stereo as you're walking down the street, and that's where you heard it?
I was at the cellar, and Jared Free was wearing a Champion sweatshirt, and I made a joke. He goes, these are in style.
Oh, well, Jared Freed. Boy, yeah, no. I mean, I would certainly do no further research then. That is...
Well...
When I see Jared Freed, I go, whoa, this guy, he knows what he's doing.
Well, these young guys know what's in style.
What do they say about your backwards baseball cap? They think that's
coming
in style?
Back. It's coming back.
What, your hair?
My hair never left me.
Well, take your hat off. Let people know.
How come when you do a joke, you turn your head like...
I don't like looking at you for very long. I'll be honest with you.
And you go to the cellar.
You're fucking... I've never felt so trans in my life. You're literally sucking all estrogen from my body right now.
You...
It's like you're a magnet of... It just flies out of me. And I just get more and more manly. Don't you come near me.
That's not
I'll
nice.
Take you out, son.
That's not nice.
That's a gunshot.
Do you have the reeds? Let's do the
reeds.
Do
you have the reeds?
Do one.
We have two reeds today.
Yeah, we have two reeds.
Well, let me get the reeds out. Oh, we got Bonnie, this is all I heard the whole fucking weekend. Our podcast really taking off. We got two reads. Every 2 seconds, no matter what I'm doing. Well, Bonnie, we got two reads this week. We got to do the podcast. We got two reads. I mean...
What?
It's just one more than we usually have. I mean, how, like, taken off is it?
Getting reads every week, two reads.
Doubled our reads. Doubled our reads. Our reads. We got
it's
reads.
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
I don't know how to read, but we got reads. That's ironic. What's ironic mean? I don't know what it means, but that we got reads. Two reads. A lot of reads.
All
Where's
right.
The reads?
Do one now.
I don't know where my fucking phone is.
Oh, hold on. I'll look it up.
Oh, let me not get anything ready beforehand.
I took 9 shows this weekend in the city. Why did I do that?
I don't know. I don't know, but...
What? But what?
I literally have to, like, pump myself up, like, okay, you can do this. Another week for Rich is at home. All right.
Do you want to do Blue Chew first? All right, do Blue Chew.
Men don't realize, like, they're like, no, I my poor wife, I have to leave her. They want you to leave. They want you to leave.
Who?
The wives.
Want every husband to leave?
Somebody's got to go. This place ain't big enough for the two of us.
All right, here, do this one right now. Please. Blue Chew.
Hey, gentlemen. And I use the term quite loosely. Gentlemen, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Back when you could finish with a lady and then be able to perform again? And when you performed, it was never at 3/4 mast. No, it was always full mast. I'm not sure I enjoy. I just, the sailing metaphor is not my favorite. But like all things, age catches up and can impact your performance. But thanks to our new sponsor, BlueChew.com, you can increase your performance and get some extra firepower in bed for free with the promo code WIFE, WIFE. Oh boy, your wife is going to love this. BlueChew.com, that's blue, like the color blue. Not like what she's going to do to you later. Or when you're... full mast. Blue, the color blue. And chew, because BlueChew.com has created the first chewable supplement packed with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So it's basically the same.
That's great.
Since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. So you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Wink, wink. With Blue Chew, you'll be at 100% whenever you need to be. And not only that, but it can shorten your recovery period if you want to go again the same night.
I'm going to try that next time, 2 times in 1 night.
2 times in 1 night, man. Your wife is going to love that. Blue Chew ships. There's another boat reference. Blue Chew ships straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, I've been told, obviously I don't know, your dick gets harder faster. What's not to love? I mean, are you going to take one tonight?
Yep.
And you only have to take, you don't have to be like, oh, I'm taking it. Then we have to watch a show for an hour. Then we do it. You can take it, do a little foreplay.
I'll take one right now.
Bada bing, bada boom, bada ba, ba, ba.
I'll take one right now and then after the podcast, before we nap.
Well, let's do it, man. I'm excited.
For real?
When I see you chewing on gum now, I get excited. I think, oh, we're going to, and then I realize it's just.
Gum.
Nicorette.
But when you
see. Was that blue chew? Is that blue chew? Listen, they're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Yeah, cut out the pharmacy, man. That's my motto.
Cut yes.
out Big Pharma. And here's the deal. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code WIFE, W-I-F-E. Just pay $5 shipping. You want to remember that promo code? Just think, who am I going to make happy? Your wife, W-I-F-E. Again, that's Blue, B-L-U-E, Chew, C-H-E-W, .com, promo code WIFE, W-I-F-E, to try it free. There you go.
Let me tell you something.
Read one.
Read one.
I got another read. We got another
let me
read.
Have my phone, please.
Hey, where are you? My phone.
Oh, really? That's your ad-libbing? Is that what you're doing? Making fun of me? For carrying this,
no.
For getting it started. I'm the one who brought this podcast to the house.
What would you like to talk about? Louis, Chris Rock.
No, I haven't seen, I saw Chris last night. I have not seen him in over a year.
The guy's been dipped in youth.
He looked good.
This is rich people, man.
Huh?
I wonder if he's a vegan. What was he eating last night?
Nothing. He didn't eat anything. I don't know what his menu is.
I saw him drinking a milkshake once, so he's not a vegan.
How do you know he didn't turn vegan?
Maybe he did. He looks good. People who eat good, people who eat good look good. That's the way it is.
Really? You can't do voices anymore. You can't do anything. Megyn Kelly's losing her job because... she said something dumb, made a
mistake. She should just go on the last show in blackface. She should just double fucking down on it. Look, you bitches. I want to look like Diana Ross, all right?
Can you imagine if she did that?
Just blow it up. Oh, she'd be a hero to some.
Yeah, some creepy people.
Well, look, the whole thing is stupid. It's the media is taking everything out of control because... NBC didn't want her anymore. CAA, she'd already left. It's basically what happened. She was waiting to sign with UTA. Then she gets into this problem. NBC uses it as an excuse to get rid of her because she's too expensive. And then UTA says, well, she doesn't have a show anymore. We're not going to sign her. And they all kind of wrap it up in this like virtue signaling of how we're on the right side of things and Megyn Kelly is not.
Yeah, but UTA, it's crazy because she will get other work. So why? Oh, because you don't have a show right now? An agent will only take you if you only have a show right now?
I mean, I don't know. But she left CAA and then the media makes it seem like CAA dropped her. Maybe UTA will take her still. I don't know. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
You do. You talk.
I called her this morning. I said, hey, Megs, listen. Don't let this get you down. Remember that Black Santa Claus fiasco? That blew over, and this will too.
What was that?
She said Santa wasn't black. Somebody said there was something. I don't remember exactly, but she said Santa, the one thing she does know is Santa's not black.
There's no Santa.
I know.
Wait
till she finds out about the Easter Bunny. You know what I'm saying?
The Easter Bunny's
not Asian, okay? I don't know why people keep saying that. What, Allie?
She must have went to the bathroom somewhere.
I think she went upstairs because she came running down.
Yeah. Well, go look. and I'll do my comedy club plugs real quick, and then we'll really get back into this. No, I don't want to screw up a read. I'm not really good at reads. Okay. Next Friday and Saturday, November 2nd and 3rd, Casino Queen in St. Louis. That's November 2nd and 3rd. Then November 6th through the 11th, the Rio Comedy Cellar in Las Vegas. Then on the 16th, I'm doing a private. The 17th, Laugh It Up in Poughkeepsie, New York. Laugh It Up in Poughkeepsie on the 17th. The 23rd and 24th, I will be in Rhode Island at the Comedy Connection in Rhode Island, Thanksgiving weekend. And then the 1st, go to Treehouse Comedy, because it's me, Ron Bennington, and Florentine. Treehouse Comedy. Then Thursday the 6th through the 9th, Levity Comedy Club in Nyack. Then 14th and 15th, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. What's the name of his club? Comedy Cabaret. So there's my lineup. There's my lineup for November. Come out, support. And I promise you a good show. Did you find her pee or poop upstairs?
I did.
What, she went poop upstairs? Or pee? What'd she do?
But dear, how come you want to know so bad?
Because I want to know. Did you clean it?
Yes.
What was it?
I'm not telling you. What do you care?
It was poop.
I'm upset that you're so eager to find out what it was.
I got to take a nap. I got to go back to bed. I was going to go play golf, but I already played 3 days in a row. I got to take a day off. I do it for the exercise, but my God, it's getting cold out there. Yesterday was so windy and cold, it was freezing. I go, what are we doing out here? It's crazy, crazy. I mean, the sun is shining. It's a beautiful day, but I need 5 to 10 more degrees. Maybe when you go to Canada, I'll take a vacation. No comedy. Just head down to Florida or something. Some guy asked me to come to his resort. I wonder if I should do that. But then I'll be drawn to go to a comedy club or something. And the only comedy club down there is when I don't work. So I don't know. What do you think?
I think you think I'm your therapist, and I'm not.
No, I'm saying...
let me just get some shit out of my head. What should I do? It's like, I mean, do you think... I don't get how your brain works.
Well, you're not supposed to. You're not my therapist.
Good one. Where'd you come up with that? Where'd you come up with that? Whoa, you got me.
Wait a second. I just said that.
So,
do you have anything you want to talk about of any real interest?
I'm
like,
trying to think.
Like,
if
the thing
I
is, your brain,
week.
Your
usually
brain,
I do.
Your brain just keeps like revving around your own fucking minutia. You know, there's never anything like
important,
profound, or a
oh,
story.
I have a lot.
I
always do, and then you
I
say,
always do. I'm a really smart person.
Shut up, and then you say my stories are too long or whatever.
No, but I mean, you could discuss something. I'd bring stuff up to discuss, but you just get a blank look in your eye and off to the races.
That's not true.
What should you know? There's nothing I can do about it. I got to just go with whatever you know. You
want that true?
Well, let's. Pretend I'm a other person that's doing your podcast with you. Would you just sit around and be like, hey, I wonder if I should take a vacation now. Let me think about this.
I'm just running a bar.
Should I tell what you did the other night, or you don't want me to talk about it?
What did I do? What about when I woke up? That one?
Oh, is there more things you did wrong?
No, you can tell it. People, you know, make mistakes. Sometimes people wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
Giving yourself a pretty easy out there, huh?
I just, you know, had a long day that day.
Yeah, of golf. So I got up. I had to go to New York. Took a train into New York. Rode all the way into New York because I had a deadline on something else. That's why I took the train, so I could write. Rode all the way in. Get to the meeting.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Did this meeting as fast as I could because I knew I had to turn right around.
You didn't have to get home. There was no rush for you to come home. But go ahead.
As it was, you were already like, why were you there so long?
No, I didn't say that.
100 million percent like you said that.
I didn't.
Well, I was on the train back.
Yeah, but I didn't say you had to get home quick. I was just saying, why did the meeting go so long? I wasn't saying rush home. I had everything under control.
Okay, so you said take Raina to ukulele lessons.
I did.
Yes, at 5.
Yeah.
So I called you when I got into my car home from the train station.
Yes.
Which, by the way, I rode all the way home.
That's a relaxing ride sometimes.
Yeah, if you don't have a deadline on something.
You didn't have a deadline coming home.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. What deadline did you have?
I had to finish writing something for someone that I told them I would do.
Oh, I'm saying you didn't have a deadline to be home at a certain time. Oh. But go ahead.
So then I said, you know, do you want me to pick up anything from the grocery store? You go, I'm at the grocery store.
Yeah.
I said, oh, well.
I didn't say it like that. I said, yeah, I'm at the grocery store. So don't raise the voice to get him.
Rich.
Get him ready and rev him
you
up.
You were already angry for whatever reason.
I wasn't angry at all.
Well, you certainly sounded like it. No. I said, oh, well, I was going to go. You go, what do you want? I'll get it for you. I already have eggs. That's how you were talking to me. Then I got like, okay, well, I just wanted to get some of those like, you know, pizza crusts that are made out of cauliflower. And you were like, I already got one, a marguerite. I go, well, I don't eat cheese, so I just need the plain one. Oh,
I didn't.
Where? Then I go, and those gluten-free crackers, where are they? This is how you were talking to me.
No, you. Yes. That's what you hear, but that's not how I'm talking. Your phone doesn't work a lot, so you raise your voice. And my phone, I can't hear on my phone. Is there a way to turn it up so you can hear better on the phone? Because not volume, you can hear the ring, but when people are talking on my phone, it doesn't come out too clear, loud, even in my car. There's got to be some kind of
Do you talk to other people like that? Because I hope you don't.
Well, I talk up because I can't. You can't hear on my phone. But go ahead. Is that it? Is that the whole story?
No, so I went and picked Raina up from.
And I finished shopping, and also too. Why don't you say how?
How
10 times throughout the day you text me, ukulele lessons, ukulele lessons.
Because if I don't and you forget, then it's somehow my fault.
No. This morning when she, we were supposed to take her at 8 o'clock because she goes to an earlier class for, I think, history. We forgot and Bonnie almost started yelling at me.
No, I didn't. I said to Raina when she came in, I go, it's my fault. Daddy doesn't know. I was just alerting you because I was going to get you to drive her right then and there. And then she was like, so she could at least go to half the class.
It was 20 after 8 already.
Yeah, I was like, she could go, you could get her there by 8:30.
Oh, it's an hour long?
Yes.
Well, then why didn't I?
She was like, no, I don't want to go. She didn't want to go in halfway.
Oh.
So anyway, that's why I said that.
Okay, go ahead.
I never started yelling at you. You see?
No, but I thought you were...
You started defending yourself long before.
I said we both forgot.
Yes, immediately you started like, hey, ooh, boy, this better not land on me. Oh.
Well, it's because you just say you'll forget, and you text me 10 times ukulele lessons, so... It seems like...
Because when I was in...
I'm not going to argue with you. You're never wrong. Go ahead with the rest of your story. I'm not arguing.
When I was in L.A., I made a list of things that had to be done.
And they were all
one
done.
One was go to the morning on Thursday and then go to piano lessons Thursday night. And what happened?
They didn't have the morning.
They didn't have the morning. You did not go to the piano lessons Thursday night.
We both forgot. Raina and I both forgot.
It doesn't matter who forgot because I didn't.
And that wasn't on the list.
It was too on the list.
No, I
100%. That's what I'm saying. But so if I don't text you, then you forget. If I do text you, you get mad.
Not 10 times. One time, maybe. If she has ukulele lessons at 6, you at 5:30 go, don't forget, 6 o'clock. Not 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 4:30. Then I get a telegram, and then
because you were golfing, I wanted to make sure you were going to get home in time to take her.
All right, go ahead.
I'm so sorry.
I don't play the victim.
And also, what a terrible, terrible thing to have a wife that's texting you ukulele lessons.
Ten times?
Yeah, no. I mean, it must be awful. I feel bad for you.
If I text you, oh, really? When I told you about our read a couple times, you made fun of that. Oh, yeah. Come on, twist that now.
I'm not twisting it.
Did you make fun of that when I told you we had two reads?
Yes, I made fun of it.
Because I told you more than once, right?
Because you told me every single day.
Did you need to hear it more than once? Did you need to hear it more than once?
You told it to fucking Bobby Kelly when we ran into him last night.
Did you need to hear it more than once? No. I don't need to hear ukulele lessons more than once. Same thing.
Well, if I forgot the reeds, maybe it would be okay. But I've never forgotten the reeds. And you have forgotten piano.
No. Oh, really? What's the next read?
I don't fucking know what it is.
Would you know to do it if I didn't say do it?
I know we've only done one, and I know how to count to two. So, yes, I would have known.
Okay. All right. You only have to text me once if you're reminding me something. I'm telling you that now, so you don't have to text me more than once. Because I'm a pretty responsible person. Not pretty. I'm very responsible. That's my middle name. Responsibility.
I thought it was Ira.
I have a new middle name, Responsibility.
Anyway, so then I came home. I walked the dog, took Raina out, spent some time hanging out in the woods with my dog and my daughter. Come in. Dinner's not even remotely started. Nothing. In fact, you're laying on the couch asleep. I said, oh, you didn't want dinner? You're like, what?
Huh? You said I was sleeping.
What?
What's wrong?
I go, you didn't want dinner? You couldn't fucking put the oven on? You know we're having pizzas. You know the oven's got to get warmed up. Nope, nothing. Can't do one fucking thing.
It's not true. I went to the supermarket, didn't I?
I went to the supermarket.
Yeah, really?
When I had this argument with you later, you go, I emptied the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Emptied and filled.
A fucking, you know, the heavens opened up and swans fucking came swimming through and doves cried. And it was what a.
You were going to say swans flew down from the heavens, but you realize that swans don't fly. And then you threw in swans floated by.
Butterflies were making a vision in the sky. Whatever. It doesn't matter. The point being is that you want credit for every dumb thing you do.
No, I just thought you come home and look and go, oh, that's sweet.
Okay, so I was irritated by that, but fine. I made dinner.
Yes.
Helped Raina. She wanted to make tomato soup. Helped her make that. We made this nice dinner. You're still on the couch.
Sleeping.
Raina and I sit down, eat our dinner. You get up at some point. What? You didn't wake me up?
Yeah, because it was
you
cold.
You go over to the stove. You get your fucking pizza. My pizza's cold.
Yeah, it was cold.
Oh, my God. It was literally, I was like, are we in the Old West? Is this man going to fucking take a shotgun out now and teach his wife and his kid, hit us with the fucking.
I wake up and they're sitting there laughing and eating and enjoying. And they, instead of waking me, they say, hey, Rich, dinner time.
Didn't want to be around you. Because anybody who doesn't care, oh, I don't care. They better make me dinner.
No, I didn't say make me dinner.
Think about what kind of person you are. Think about what kind of person that is.
No, I didn't say make me dinner. First of all, I would never know how to make your pizza because I don't know what you put on it. What am I going to put on your pizza if you don't eat anything? Onions and
ask.
Yeah, ask.
Oh,
how about if I... Why would I ask? How am I going to ask? You don't answer your phone.
Oh!
I would have called you and you wouldn't answer your phone, so...
Whoa, why bother?
And then I'm going to wake up out of a sleep to make something I don't know how to make.
Wake up out of a sleep?
And then my nap.
You are such a fucking selfish piece of shit.
That's not selfish.
I was golfing all day and I'm tired. I should be able to sleep while my hardworking wife gets home and makes me dinner. And God
Nobody likes your stupid voices.
Dinner is cold.
You're right.
I'll start yelling at the top of my lungs about Why I'll send her to the moon.
People think you're fucking aggravating.
Good. I hope nobody fucking listens to this anymore so I can stop fucking doing it. We can finally quietly get a divorce.
Quietly get a divorce? I thought you said you're never getting divorced. You changed your mind?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to kill you, but because I'm going to use every part of your body.
You're going to what?
I'm going to use every part of it.
For what? Make a necklace or something? What do you mean?
So I'm Native American. Gonna eat every part, and the parts that I don't eat, I'm gonna make purses and jewelry out of it.
Oh, I gotta go pick up my wallet. I left it at.
Really?
You just reminded me.
The death of using your fucking anal cavity as a purse reminded you of your wallet.
Oh, right to the anal cavity.
My wife was just talking about my anal cavity and my food was cold.
Yes. Every time for 13
Honestly,
years.
It was literally like out of a movie. Like you got up, why didn't you tell me my pizza's cold?
Yeah,
What kind of human are you?
For 13... Oh, my God. Look at this.
Did you guys not wake me up because I was being a complete fucking shithead? Oh, that makes sense. Pizza's cold.
Look at all this stuff on the... I can't wait, too, about this.
No. Please, by all means, don't deal with anything that we've been discussing.
We already dealt with it. I don't want to...
Did we?
Yes, we did.
What a conclusion did we come to? You know what? If we were the fucking people that were profiled in the New York Post, boy, they would have had some big finish, I bet. He would get on his knees and apologize. And
I did apologize.
Promise he wouldn't drink so much as he finished drinking his martini.
Oh, that guy? Oh, yeah. He drinks martinis.
No, the other couple they profiled in the New York Post.
No, we didn't read.
Thanks for being on it.
Jesus. I'm the one who brought it to you.
ABR. You know Rich Voss. ABR. What? What that mean?
Always be ready. I brought that whole story to you. Do you remember that?
Okay. Let's try to unpack that statement.
Okay.
You brought that whole thing, which I don't know what the whole thing is. I guess the article to me.
Yes.
But unfortunately, someone else had already tweeted it to both you and me at the same time.
But who read it first?
So when you say you brought it to me, that was, did you read it? Is that the thing you're talking about? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, did you?
Because you weren't just happen to be reading the New York Post and come across it, right?
I don't even know if I read the article. I just saw.
Right. But you alerted me to that, right?
Yes.
That was because of you. Without you, I may never have looked at my Twitter. So thank you for that.
You don't even do Facebook anymore.
Once again, you fucking know me better than I know myself.
You don't even do Facebook.
No, I don't.
Why?
I forgot my passcode and I just never...
You forgot your passcode at Facebook. Are you for real?
Why? Like, where does this come from? This thing where I tell you something and then you immediately ask me the exact same question again. Are you hoping for another answer? Or just trying to confirm? Why don't you just say confirm? How about that? Instead of just repeating the fucking question again, louder and angrier. I'm asking, what's the purpose?
What's the purpose of doing Instagram and Twitter and not doing Facebook?
I never liked Facebook. I never understood how it worked. I don't get the algorithms. I don't understand why I'm looking at people's
What's an algorithm?
Fucking...
What do you mean by algorithm?
What do you mean by algorithm? You don't need to know every word. Listen, let some stuff wash over you. In context, it'll probably, you'll be able to figure it out.
Algorithm. Let's hear your definition.
Oh, really? I'm going to get her on this one, folks. Oh, boy. She can't possibly know the answer to algorithm. Why, I bet she read that word a couple days ago and doesn't know anything about it. Oh, boy, folks. Yeah. Here we go. We're going to get her on this one. The thing is, Rich, I could give you any fucking answer. It'd be like you're asking me a French word, okay? I could just answer anything. Why, it means elephant. And you, okay.
No.
Because you don't know the answer. So don't ask questions. You've heard that before, right?
No.
Don't ask questions that you don't know the answer to.
Uh-uh.
That's a lawyer's thing.
Really?
Well, I taught you about lawyers. Did you know about lawyers before you met me? This is why we don't have a fucking New York Post article. Because people be like, well, that can't fucking be real. That can't fucking be real. He has no idea what a fucking algorithm is.
Yes, I know.
Oh, boy, folks, I got her on this one. An algorithm.
I'll see if I can give a pretty good indication. I won't be able to do it the way that they would do it in a Webster's dictionary. But it's how they figure out which articles or people you're going to see or read.
Yes, they find your profile. They see, like, if you go online at eBay.
Oh, now you're going to tell me?
I only let her get halfway through, folks, before I jump in. I don't know anything about anything, but I'll jump in and tell her.
No, it's they profile
it's
everybody.
It's mathematical. In nature, the algorithm.
No.
It's a mathematical formula in order that certain things pop up above other things. So,
yeah, well, they go
the
by
algorithm is that if you clicked on that person's profile before, then their stuff will start coming up more frequently on your feed. The problem is I don't know who, why. Like, it'll just be random people I don't know. I didn't follow them, or I guess when you do a friend request, they're suddenly actually supposed to be your friends, and they're not. They're just, it's not like Twitter where you pick the people you're following.
You pick your friends on Facebook.
I never one time sent out a fucking...
No, if someone says, can I be your friend, you either say yes or move on or no.
Right, well, I never said no. I just clicked whatever, and then I have like 5,000 people I don't know.
Well, then you...
Talking about shit I don't give a shit about. So, yeah, I don't, you know, it's not my favorite thing to go on. I would go weeks without looking at it before. Now, I forgot my password.
But there's...
Put in a couple, it didn't work. I just never tried again.
Then you could see good videos from, like, America's Got Talent on there.
I don't do that stuff.
There's good videos of...
I do news, and I get my news from Google.
There's videos of
from,
like,
and they have an algorithm that actually, it's almost too good. It narrows down the news to literally like three things that you've clicked on before.
Yeah, but this will show you fights at McDonald's or...
I don't like that.
Or people
skip. This is when I'm upstairs, like trying to go to sleep, I'll just start hearing like, get the fuck out of here, you... It's like, oh, Rich is watching another McDonald's fight. Oh, another Chuck E. Cheese fight.
Or people scaring people in masks and they start running. It's funny. Mm. Sometimes you need a good laugh.
You sure do. Well, that's it, folks.
No, you do this reading. And this is very in-depth. Like, look it over before you do it. Because at the bottom, wait, there's points. There's bullet points. And you're smart at this.
Okay, don't worry. I got it.
You're good.
I got it.
She's got... Wait, well, hold on. Let me see what time it is. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know it's important to take care of yourself. And one of the most important things you can do is to make sure your body is getting the nutrition you need. And if anybody knows me, they know I'm all about this. Unfortunately, it's hard to eat perfectly. But a great way to make sure your body is getting the nutrition it needs is to take vitamins and supplements. Well, thanks to our newest sponsor, TakeCareOf.com. You can get vitamins delivered right to your door in personalized, easy-to-remember daily packs, perfect for a busy, on-the-go lifestyle. I love this because you don't have to think about it. You got your pack. You take your pack. You're going away for 2 nights to a hotel. You got your 2 packs that you need. You don't have to take 18 different jars. It's fantastic. TakeCareOf.com is more than just an online vitamin store. Each packet is custom designed for your needs. Here's how it works. Go to TakeCareOf.com. That's TakeCareOf. TakeCareOf.com. And take their online quiz. It will only take 5 minutes or so, and you'll answer questions about your diet, health goals, and lifestyle choices. They'll create a customized vitamin for you based on your responses and then ship them direct to your door. Just make sure you use the promo code WIFE, W-I-F-E, to save 25% off your first month. Once you start, you're going to feel great, not just because your body's getting the vitamins and supplements that it needs, but a portion, listen to this, Rich, you're going to love this, a portion of every sale goes towards the Good Plus Foundation, which provides expectant mothers in need with valuable prenatal vitamins. They're doing good stuff here. You're helping yourself and you're helping others, which, doesn't get any better than that. You can modify the monthly subscription box at any time, and they have vegan, thank you, and vegetarian supplement options, along with pre and postnatal to help moms and babies. Whatever your needs, TakeCareOf.com can take care of them. It's TakeCareOf.com. T-A-K-E, take care, C-A-R-E, of, O-F.com, and use promo code WIFE, W-I-F-E, for 25% off, which is a lot off, your first month of personalized care of vitamins. Visit TakeCareOf.com and start feeling better every day.
You know, I've been taking vitamins probably for 14 years or whatever. Baby, whatever. So I filled out their stuff. It's not that hard to fill it
baby
out.
Baby aspirin's not a vitamin.
I take multivitamin, probiotics.
So you filled it out.
And they have all the stuff that I take.
And they're going to put it into little packages for you. So you just know every day you rip that open, you take that, and you're all done. Good.
Yeah, because my dumb thing, whatever. So 2-pack, you said you could take 2-pack with you on the road?
I'm saying if you're staying for 2 nights, you take 2 packs. You're staying for 3 nights, you take 3 packs.
Don't take 2-pack. Don't take 2-pack to Las Vegas.
Tupac.
Get it? That just came out of nowhere. Get it? 2-pack.
It's not 2-pack. No one says Tupac. Did Baigi kill Tupac?
Woo!
Did Bigley kill Tupac?
Oh, here's what's bothering me. Do you want me to tell you?
What, Richard?
Okay, can I explain this story?
No.
So on Facebook,
I said no.
Something from my hometown, from Plainfield. Someone wrote something on Facebook, and I wrote back something about guys I went to school with. I don't know what I wrote. It was funny or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Something about either Vincent or Mike. I just said it brings back memories, whatever that person wrote. So then that person said, can you contact me? Give me a call. Da, da, da. So I called that person. He said, we're doing a show the night before Thanksgiving. Every year, Plainfield plays Westfield in the Thanksgiving Day game. I used to go every year. It was a big thing. The stands were packed when I was young. It was very big. So he said, we're doing a show. He said, we're doing a show at the night before, and we're looking if you'd like to perform. We already have this one guy. I'm not going to use names. So I said, yeah. I gave him a price way 100 times below what I would do a private
100
show.
Times below?
No.
I think we know what that number is then.
$5. No.
Do you not know what, like, 100?
I mean, 100 times. Anyhow, I gave him such a good price. So he goes, I'll get back to you in 2 days. Didn't get back to me for, I go, what's the story? You know, this is, oh, I got to go to the committee. Then he said, a week later, I go, look, if it's about money, I even went down even lower. Because I really, it's not as much the money as it is because I want to go and hang out with guys I went to school with. But I can't just, you know, that night is a big night for money, the night before Thanksgiving. So I dropped my price twice. You know, but he said, oh, we're just going to go with this one guy. And the one guy they're going with is not a comic. He's a politician. And he's a very successful politician that likes to do comedy every now and then. Now, I don't know if it's his material or not his material. I've heard rumors, but I don't give a fuck because he's not a comic. But they said, we're going to go with him. So I write back, okay, you know, you get what you pay for, which is nothing. They're paying nothing, most likely. And he said to me, he wrote back, he goes, look, we're not, the turnout's not like we expected. So, you know, we can't afford you. I go, well, I dropped my price. And you only had to sell this many more tickets to pay for me, which isn't many, because I came down really low. And I said, don't you think if you advertise me compared to advertising a Republican politician doing comedy or comic with over 100 TV appearances, you'll sell that many more tickets? So the thing is, it's so degrading that people would rather hire someone that doesn't do comedy but want to do a comedy show. You know what I mean? They're just it's so fucking insulting. And I want to write to a couple of my friends that I went to school with. Look, I offered to do this, you know. But they'd rather go with a fucking amateur who's not a con and not pay than sell 8 more tickets to afford me. It's not even that. Maybe even 5 tickets, whatever it is. I don't know. But if you advertise me because they're trying to.
Why would you want to be advertised for that?
Well, because they're trying to get people from Westfield and people from Plainfield.
I know, but what you should, first of all, they should book you and you should say, but don't, you can't advertise me.
Well, I mean,
because you're taking your own, if you're taking that big of a hit financially, I know you want to do it because it's your school, but it's like.
But it would get people from my school that weren't going to go and people from Westfield that know who I am from radio or whatever. So, but they're too dumb to even see the big picture.
Well, and who cares?
I know. Fuck 'em. I know.
They're idiots.
I should just go. Because they'll ask me to go on, I'll go, no, but just go and hang out with people that I, you know, my friends that I grew up with. But
then it's like embarrassing because then there's some fucking that's like my sister did that too. Yeah. She was doing these fundraisers. Remember we did one?
Yeah.
And then I was always giving her names of people to bring in to do, like, really good names. And then at some point she just was like, eh, they don't care if it's good or not. Like. And then it just fell apart because she just started using cheaper and shittier acts.
Well, this is the first year they're doing
it. And it's like, okay,
But it's so and so because the guy that goes on has a reputation for doing other people's material. He's not a comic.
Right.
And why does... It's just... It demeans what I've been doing for years. It's so demeaning how people think, oh, well, this guy... It's going to go up and do a show. Really? What if your mechanic said, oh, I also do comedy on the side?
Oh, no, they're...
Yeah.
Believe me, like, don't you know when you tell people you're a comedian and they go, oh, my neighbor does it at Caroline sometimes. You're like, no, he does. That's like a bringer show. He did some kind of fucking...
Yeah,
he paid to go at 5 o'clock. And, you know, they don't know the difference. That woman that I work, you know, I don't want to say... How I know her because I don't want to get back to her, but she asked if people just walk into the cellar and go on.
The biggest club, one of the biggest clubs in the country, or probably the biggest club.
I mean, that's how dumb fucking. She saw Chris Rock sitting at the table. Remember, she came in and saw you and came over, her and her husband. It's like, and then she still asks that. What are they just, people just come in and want to go on? They can go on if they want. Yeah, pretty much just anybody who wants to be a comedian can walk in there and go on.
You know, some of the 5-star restaurants, people just walk in and cook in the back.
Yes, if you're a teacher, if you want to be a teacher, you just walk into a school and just walk into a classroom, start teaching.
Yep.
That's how you do it.
That's how it is.
It's like they wouldn't think that with any other profession, but, you know, it's like Raina's fucking, you know, the parents. They're always like, that guy was like, well, how much do you make per show? It's like, first of all, go fuck yourself. How much mortgage does this cost you, this fucking house?
How much he makes per show? None of your fucking business.
You know, and then there's like, well, have you ever been on television? Yeah, I've been on TV. You have? Yeah, and I still live in a condo. Okay.
Well,
go fuck yourself.
Big deal.
I'm just saying, they like, it's, you would never ask these questions of, you know, he asked me, like, what are we going to do for retirement? I was like, are you selling something here? What,
yeah, what are you,
what are you on about?
Comics don't retire, buddy.
I was like, what?
I mean, I think I might have to, but they don't retire. But if anybody from Plainfield's listening, I came in so low, and they're getting a fucking amateur that has no idea. And not only that.
But that guy probably saw him once and thought he was fantastic because he's like a hack.
Not only that. I did the class reunion. I would connect a little better because I grew up and know these people.
They don't even have any, Rich, listen, it's like this curtain or that curtain. They don't know that, they have no idea.
It's infuriating.
I know.
No, we're going to go with him this year. Oh, really?
That's like if you don't have any standards for yourself, you can really go far in this business. Because you can just do whatever you fucking feel like doing up there. And, you know, it's like no one cares.
I saw on Facebook some guy did a bit, that artist, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
That Joey Cola did.
Yeah.
He acted it out and did Joey Cola's bit. And Joey Cola goes, this is my bit.
Yeah.
You know, and I told Joey I'd represent him pro bono. You know, tell him to take it down immediately. I told Joey, I said, tell him to take it down immediately or you'll sue him. I mean, Joey's done it on TV. It's his fucking.
I know,
guy,
but they don't even know. They think it's like singing a song. They're like, they don't care that you do someone else's bit. No one seems to think that's, it's just like, well, then you're singing. It's like, are you a good singer or not? Are you a good comedian or not? The thing about, they don't realize, is being a comedian is all about the bits and the material, and the performance is just one part of that.
Well, look.
You know, and also people have like such a bizarre idea, like, you know, they'll watch somebody and they won't think they're funny. And so they just think they're not funny people. Like, oh, that's not funny. The woman I had the meeting with yesterday, she goes, oh, I can't watch comedy sometimes because it's just too depressing to me if they're not doing well. I go, believe me that you're more uncomfortable than they are. They've been through this hundreds of times. This is your first time feeling it. Like, who cares? They don't care. They're going to leave and go on. Because she goes, well, sometimes they're just not. I'm like looking at them like, why are they even up there? They shouldn't be doing it. I go, I guarantee you that person killed the very next show. Just because, like, it's weird. They think, like, what they see is the reality forever. You know, they can have a bad day in their job, but God forbid a comedian does. It's like, oh, well, then I guess you're not good forever. Or that their opinion might differ from the next guy's. Like, if you go to, you know, if you go to Brooklyn and watch somebody do a set and they kill, you know, and then they come to the, you know, the stand and do it in New York, they could fucking bomb bad. It's like, which one's better? They're the same comedian doing the same jokes.
Yeah, it's just fucking so infuriating. It really is. We're going to go with this guy for free, really? Oh, my dentist tells jokes. We're going to get him. You fucking idiots.
That dentist is pretty good.
It's so, you know what? If you're listening from Plainfield and you go the night before Thanksgiving, hopefully you have a good time.
Bye.
And you can see me at all the comedy clubs that I plugged earlier. Next weekend at the Casino Queen in St. Louis. and Rhode Island coming up, Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie coming up, Rio Comedy Cellar. Thank you for listening. Time to take my blue chew pill.
One of the best moments of our marriage.
No.
It's very, very funny. I've only told two people. There's only like just a handful of people that you could ever tell that joke.
Did they laugh?
Yes. Get when you gave our movie to the guy at South by Southwest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then binge watching The Wire together.
Yeah. All of those are in my list too.
Okay, fantastic.
I have a lot in my list. You know, when we used to drive home and
Here we go. Things that he just thought. Here's here now. We've finished Bonnie's list of things that she thought about all afternoon, and now
I thought about mine.
And now we have. Now it's time for things Rich just thought of.
No, that's not true. I thought of. We were driving home and you were throwing up and I was holding your hair back.
No, that's not a good moment.
For me, it was.
You pulled over and went into the
store to get you pretzels to soak up
you
the
alcohol.
You
didn't give me pretzels.
Yeah.
You got me Funyuns. You got
and
me Funyuns.
And pretzels to soak up the alcohol.
That is the dumbest thing. That's like definitely you haven't drank in fucking 400 years.
No. What?
You don't eat while you're throwing up. It's too late at that point. It's too late to soak up the alcohol. So you let me sit in the parking lot with my head hanging out. I saw people's shoes going by and I heard people going, oh God, look at this. I heard people saying stuff like that. And I couldn't stop throwing up. Well, my husband went to get me Funyuns. Because you know how that helps when someone's throwing up.
All right, we got to go. This weekend... listen, I got Omaha coming up, Funny Bone.
Oops.
Just go to richvoss.com. All my tour dates. We moved the governor's date, the beginning of October, October 5th and 6th. October 5th at Governor's Levittown, October 6th, McGuire's. Then I got Omaha Funny Bone. Go to richvoss.com, vossroast.com, Patreon. We're going to start putting more stuff on Patreon. And, thank you, Bonnie, for being my wife. You bring a lot of enjoyment into my life, a lot of happiness.
I'm not here for enjoyment. I'm here to fix you.
And a lot of anger.
It's been a fucking brutal road. Can I do my dates or no?
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm coming to Chicago on the 22nd at the North Bar. December 22nd. I know it's a little early to start plugging that, but it's a door deal, so I got to. And the first Wednesday of every month, doing a new show at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. And so the next one is October 3rd. Stavros is on that one, and so is Rich.
Oh, how'd you get him?
He's big.
I know. All right, listen, I gotta
October 3rd, Stress Factory. It's
Thank
a fun
you.
Night.
Thank you. Hey,
$10, super cheap.
Don't you hate when people like when you're done with something? Hey, thanks for playing.
Okay, bye.
See you later.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.